An important juncture on a Thursday morning. Right about this time, it's when we get to look at what's cooking in the kitchen, or baking rather, in this case, because it's time for us to chat bakery with Lifestyle Superspa. And Gareth Porter is in again. Nice to see you, Gareth. You clearly have been you come bearing a loaf of bread. This is a lovely sight. What's the story with this loaf of bread?
Thanks for having me this morning again. So today I would like to chat about our soft grain sourdough,
which is clearly different because it is it's a round loaf almost. It looks lovely, lovely cracked on the top as it should be. Well, it looks like it's got a decent crust on it.
Yes, it has.
I wanted to ask you, the previous couple of loaves that we've been test driving have been interesting in the sense that they are sourdough, which is very good for ones if you have a gluten intolerance, for example, that takes care of that. Also, I believe it's good for your gut health. So it's kind of bread that is, you know, traditionally breads can be considered to be not very good for you from a nutritional point of view. But this is a game changer now at Lifestyle Superspa. So having backtracked a little bit down the thing, today we're looking at a soft grain, which is, how does it differ from the others?
So what this one has in, it's got a pre-soaked whole grain. So if you look at, if you think of the traditional whole wheat breads, you know, when you bite into it, you might crack a tooth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's got the hard, what would you call it? A kernel, I presume you call it a kernel, of the whole wheat grain inside it. So you know, it's quite hard on the teeth and sometimes difficult to chew. So with this bread, it's been pre-soaked from our supplier, hence with the word soft grain. And because of that moisture, it allows the bread to last a little bit longer. So the bread sort of pulls out the moisture from the grain.
And remains slightly moist and fresher.
And gives it a little bit of a longer shelf life and a very, very nice taste.
Once again, it's an area that deviates somewhat from what one would automatically assume at most large supermarkets to be a fairly mundane the ordinary loaf of bread is a very humble creature and a kind of necessity because, well, it's a staple. You can most people, dare I say that, you know, even if you're not in the super tax bracket, a slice of bread is a very comforting and lovely thing.
Yes, it is.
But when you get to the speciality breads, they become, there's a range of options and a range of prices. What I'm interested in is you're looking at expanding the range of options now to go into those luxury breads, but at a very modest price. How do you do that?
So we have seen what the market offers out there, and what the market does offer is very expensive. For us, looking at that and taking our customers into consideration, we want to offer them something that is healthier and a little bit more affordable. So we turned to our suppliers and asked them to help us. What is out there that we can use that is not something that's going to, at the end of the day, break the bank for us and for the customers, but still remains very healthier than the normal loaf of bread that you would get.
And I think just looking at the products and having now sampled a couple of options, clearly it is exciting to see that the humble loaf has evolved and is evolving continues to. You can still get the humble loaf if that's what floats your boat, and good for you. But if you're looking at something that is a little healthier, and I think most people are keen on the notion of if you look after your health, the rest of your life tends to follow suit.
Look after you.
Yes, so definitely. It's no longer just a notion. It's like a very important thing. And so a lot of people in the Belito community, very health conscious, And breads have been traditionally considered maybe not the best option. But when it comes to these breads, they give you, well, there you go. You've got whole grains in this one, although they are soft whole grains. You've got the sourdough, the way the yeast has eaten away at all the things that are bad for you.
Yes, yes.
And created an environment where your stomach will say thank you very much. Gluten intolerance becomes a thing of the past because the gluten has pretty much been absorbed and gone.
For sure.
And the taste is lovely. The texture is lovely. And the price, again, getting back to that, because Super Spa has a reputation to protect in that you guys now pride yourselves on giving you extremely good quality, but at a value point that is competitive with the best around.
We have to. There's no way that we cannot look at our customers first and foremost. Definitely not.
And I believe because we had a chat with the butcher earlier, Reino Maria was saying, oh, you can see the bakery's picking up now.
Yes,
they've heard you on the radio.
I'm actually very surprised and very thankful for the support that we've had, especially on the days that we give our tasters out. Well, and it is so nice to receive the customers and them tasting our breads and giving us positive feedback. It really makes a difference.
You're doing the right thing. You're going in the right direction.
Yes, yes.
Because ultimately what you do is customer-centric. You're not doing this because you think it's a good idea.
100%,
the story.
Yes.
You're doing it because the customers are looking for it.
100%.
And you're getting it at a Lifestyle Super Spa in good measure, great pricing, very good quality. And generally speaking, a nice variety seems to be coming out there now.
Yes,
as well.
Yes.
What else have you got on the planning board at the moment in terms of different loaves?
So we've also started looking at a San Francisco sourdough.
Wow.
So that being unique in its sourness and its taste that it gives you, it's slightly different to the other breads. And that's because of where that durum wheat comes from, strangely enough.
So it is durum wheat from Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, it must be.
But it's stone ground.
For sure.
And the goodness is still very much there. So you've got that, plus you've got the sourdough. I presume it's a sourdough.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You've got that old mother that's been around for an awfully long time. People don't realize that. The essence of a sourdough is you've got this yeast mother, or what is it called?
A starter. A starter, yes.
That you keep taking a little bit and growing from that.
Yes. So our starter, I would say at this stage, is fairly young. We started with our one about, I think, a year and a half ago, and we've thankfully kept it going. It hasn't died, and we add on to that every time we use from it. So a year and a half for our starter, that's how old it is, and then for our breads, when we take the starter out there, 72 hours fermenting time. So it's a 72-hour sourdough.
Wow. Well, they say the proof, of course, is in the taste. And if you pop along to Lifestyle Super Spa, go and experience the difference. You've heard Gareth on the radio talking about it. Sounds good. Looks good. What does it taste like? Well, you be the judge, because it's very personal. You know, everyone's got their own kind of
very true
ideas of what is good. But generally speaking, I think you won't find a more acceptable package in terms of value, flavor, quality and price. It's all there at Lifestyle Super Spa in the bakery. I just want to also compliment you guys on your milk tart deal, because that is a very special Wednesday activity. In are you going to continue that through the season?
We are definitely going to. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. No, that works well. It works well for us, and again, it works well for our customers.
Yeah, so. Just in case you're wondering, that's a double your value, you know, half price on a Wednesday in the bakery with their fabulous milk tarts, and they are really, really good. Yeah, you know, you can get South African milk tarts that disappoint sometimes.
They do.
Mostly gelatine and nothing, but these are not those. These are good ones, and you'll find that at half price, you can afford to indulge, or even better still, share the love. Buy one, get one free, and then give that to someone you care for.
Exactly.
And in that way, you pay it forward, and maybe the following week they reciprocate.
Yeah.
You keep the whole thing going that way.
Very good idea, that.
Gareth, marvelous, man. Nice chatting, and I presume in a week's time you'll be back with something, maybe that American varietal.
Yes, we're going to come with a San Francisco sourdough next week.
With flowers in your hair, right? That old song, and where you're going to San Francisco. I look forward to that greatly. You'll find Gareth at Super Spa if you want to have a chat with him. He's a very knowledgeable man and very customer-centric too. He'll answer your questions, and this will be up as a podcast a little bit later, so if you missed our full conversation, you can catch up on demand. Thanks again for joining me on the radio station from Bolito with Love, based at the Lifestyle Center in Bolito, exactly up the drag, 2 minutes apparently, according to your new interactive map of the Lifestyle Center. We are literally 2 minutes away from each other. How nice.
That's great, yeah.
See you next Thursday.
Thank you.